I'm here now to learn about the current situation and efforts to bring lasting peace, and particularly following the signing of the treaty to see what actually is happening on the ground. As you know, and as you said, USAID is committed to the people of South Sudan, and we are here as partners to the people of South Sudan to build a foundation for a more stable and socially cohesive nation.
Well, we are talking about the let's talk briefly about the 16 days of activism. Now, the international theme for the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence is end gender-based violence in the world of work. How relevant is this theme to South Sudan?
Very relevant, Sabit. Violence against women and girls is one of the most prevalent human rights violations in the world. It is extremely widespread here in South Sudan. It's a crisis that urgently needs to be addressed by all parts of society here: government, non-governmental organizations, the media, schools, individuals. You know, Sabit, USAID helped fund a survey on gender-based violence, as I think you mentioned, by the International Organization of Migration, a UN agency in South Sudan. That survey showed us that over 70% of women did not feel safe during daily activities, such as collecting water. That just indicates to all of us how serious and deep the problem is.
All right. Now, about the theme, I mean, what issues at stake when we speak about gender-based violence in the world of work?
When we speak about the workplace, Sabit, we need to include discussion of sexual exploitation and abuse, both in formal and in informal settings. At USAID, our policy is zero tolerance for sexual misconduct of any kind, and that includes harassment, exploitation, or abuse among USAID staff and our implementing partners who serve the many beneficiaries we help here. In South Sudan, the international development is a huge work sector, and sexual misconduct fundamentally strikes at the very premise of that work, which is respect for human dignity. Sexual misconduct causes intolerable harm to its victims and threatens the mission of development work.
Now, in trying to address this, what do you think are some of the drastic measures that need to be or should be undertaken to address gender-based violence in the world of work?
It's a good question, but it's not one that's easily resolved, and it requires a real shift in attitudes and behaviors, which we know takes quite a long time. Mm-hmm. It requires that our staff and all staff hold themselves and each other to the highest standards of professionalism, and that we ensure a safe, inclusive, and productive work environment and culture for them. You know, for more than 20 years, USAID has partnered with non-governmental organizations and faith-based organizations and our host government institutions to strengthen the prevention efforts and improve services for survivors of violence. And this includes both in and outside the workplace.
Now, in terms of conflict, like in South Sudan here, gender-based violence has become more extreme. Now, the local theme for this year's commemoration of the 16 days of activism is Make Peace Count, End Violence Against Women and Girls. What are your thoughts about this theme?
Well, meaningful participation of women in the peace process is critical to promote that agenda and ensure lasting peace and gender equity. And it's the only way that's going to ensure that we can reduce cycles of violent conflict that includes gender-based violence. You know, tragically, gender-based violence became a defining aspect of this conflict that began in South Sudan in December 2013. It's not something that's resolved or easily repaired when combatants agree to stop fighting. Physical wounds must heal, but the psychological damage continues to haunt survivors of sexual violence. USAID has long worked with our civil society partners in South Sudan to ensure that women participate and are fully represented in the peace processes, including negotiations that led to South Sudan's agreements.
Can you briefly tell us what's the relationship or the relations between peace and ending violence against women?
Well, we have to end the impunity for these horrific crimes, and we have to ensure that there's a chance for us to ensure that there's punishment, etc. The peace must include some kind of reconciliation for the people that that have committed these crimes to ensure that there's no impunity. We have to break the cycles of violence. I know that just the last few days we have seen horrific reports of rape, severe beatings, and robberies committed against dozens of women and girls near Bentiu. As you know, the international community came together, including the UN, and the United States, the United Kingdom, and Norway, condemned these appalling attacks. We all called on the government of South Sudan to protect all civilians in areas of the country under its control and call for an immediate and thorough investigation. It's possible that under the peace process, ideas such as the establishment of the hybrid court for South Sudan and the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing, which are included in the revitalized peace agreement, could be an important tool to help bring needed healing to South Sudanese society.
Yes, and on practical terms, tell us what USAID is doing in ending gender-based violence.
Our administrator in Washington, Mark Green, has made this one of the hallmarks of his work in Washington and the message he has given to all of us at a global level. 9 months ago at the global level, he launched the USAID's Action Alliance for Preventing Sexual Misconduct. And that's his plan to work with our implementing partners and the international donor community to strengthen accountability, not just over our staff and partners, but also to ensure that the beneficiaries they serve prevent sexual harassment in the workplace and put an end to sexual exploitation and abuse of our beneficiaries. In South Sudan, we're promoting awareness and changing attitudes and behaviors, and we're doing the work to scale up services for survivors of violence. Some of this work includes activities to mitigate risks to women and children and provide care for survivors of gender-based and other kinds of violence. We're providing survivors of violence with medical treatment, counseling, mental health, and psychosocial support services. And at the United Nations Protection of Civilian Sites, we're supporting mobile psychosocial teams to provide basic emotional support to internally displaced persons and the establishment of safe place for women and children to be. Since many sexual abuses occur when women and girls undertake survival activities, such as fetching water and firewood or using sanitation facilities, we incorporate activities to raise awareness about gender-based violence and take steps to prevent it, while also providing information to all to assist survivors of gender-based violence.
Yes, Jonathan, just before you go, what will be your final remarks about, everything and your visit in South Sudan?
As I said, every time I come to this country, I'm impressed by the resilience and toughness of the people of South Sudan. They're an amazing and resilient people who, given the opportunity, can do anything they want. And gender-based violence, it's such an incredibly tough topic. But ending gender-based violence is all of our responsibility. I have laid out some of the programs we're trying to do, both launched in Washington and, more importantly, carried out here in South Sudan through our mission here. And we'll continue to be partners with you all to ensure that we make inroads to ensuring that this terrible thing against the women and daughters of South Sudan ends. We stay committed and will be committed.